Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Good morning across CJ Country. It's the 5 o'clock hour and time for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. News for farmers and producers across Western and Central New York. Our lineup includes visits from Gary Crawford and Bill Baker, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk, Tony St. James and Jeff Ishii, Daryl Anderson and more. And as usual, Andrew McCray leads the way with the American Countryside.
The name of this place tells you what the early settlers found here at the joining of two creeks. The water from those streams continues to play an important role in what is grown here today. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Here in what is known as the North Valley of the Sacramento River Valley in Northern California, you'll find a town with a name that harkens to what this area once looked like.
City of Willows was incorporated in January of 1886. The valley here was originally all plains. Near the Willow Creek, Walker Creek area, just west of Willows, there was water there, and that became known as the Willows.
As Gary Hansen explains, Willow and Walker Creek supply year-round water to the area. Eventually, this area was tilled, and Gary's family was one of the first to plant crops.
My granddad, Harvel Hansen, started growing rice about 1920 and 1921. He was born in 1900, so my family has been in the rice business since 1920, 1921. We continue to be in the rice business. Rice is a crop that grows well on our Class 3 clay soils here.
Almonds, walnuts, and dairy are also important in the area. Gary has many stories from the early days of his family growing rice here.
When rice harvesters were pulled by mules, you had your mule skinner, but there were three people on a rice harvester. Now, I wasn't around. I've just seen pictures and heard stories. The top paid hand on a rice harvester back in the early days was the sack sower.
There was an art to sowing those 100-pound sacks of rice that commanded the top pay, and it seemingly took an army of men to do the work.
On our ranch, we had a bunkhouse, and it was where the hired guys who came back year after year, that's where they stayed. My granddad had a cook, and it progressed, and it was labor-intensive. And now, with the differences in equipment, it takes just a small handful of individuals to produce what used to take 50 or more people.
Today, rice farming continues to be a very important part of the economy for this area. Traveling the countryside in Willows, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just underway with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Standing by is Tony St. James, ready to bring you Agriculture Today. After this quick break, outside the storm is raging. The lights flicker. Then again. Then you're in the dark. It's happened before and it'll happen again. Now is the time to safeguard your home and your family with a standby generator from Generac and Country Line Electric. Whether you're looking for a whole house generator or one that will feed your essential circuits, Country Line Electric carries a full line of Generac standby generators that will automatically power up when the electric goes off. And they can provide you with a list of installation experts. Country Line Electric also stocks portable generators along with the parts and supplies for a safe hookup. Now is the time to prepare for the next power outage. Visit Country Line Electric in Silver Springs or Batavia today.
Ag News Now.
Agriculture Today.
2 hours ago, make a little news, I had a handful of CEOs from some of the world's largest fertilizer companies sit right up there in my office, which is right over my left shoulder, and we had a very frank discussion. The challenge is only a handful of companies in the world supply fertilizer to the world. It is a worldwide market.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on Wednesday from USDA's offices. Now, global fertilizer disruptions tied to the Middle East conflict really creating uneven risk for farmers. Brazil facing more immediate pressure while U.S. producers have a bit more flexibility. That's according to economists at both the University of Illinois and Purdue University. Fertilizer prices remain elevated as disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz continue to limit supply, and that increasing input cost and tightening the availability of inputs during critical decision windows for global crop production. Now, for U.S. farmers, much of that fertilizer either already purchased or applied ahead of the recent disruptions, reducing the near-term exposure. But in contrast, Brazil relies heavily on imported fertilizer. As much as 90%, nearly 100% of nutrients are sourced globally. Now, sorghum markets facing growing oversupply risk as export demand, particularly from China, remains uncertain. That's according to Terrain economist Bree Batts. She says U.S. farmers intend to plant over 6 million acres of sorghum this year, and though it's down 8% from last year, shifting conditions could still push acreage higher. Dry weather in the plains and lower fertilizer requirements compared to corn could encourage additional sorghum planting, she says, that would increase supply beyond current projections. Well, milk prices showing signs of recovering after a difficult start to the year, even as production remains elevated. That's according to University of Georgia ag economist Will Secor. The all milk price averaged $17.50 per hundredweight in January. That's the lowest January level since 2021. But driven by a sharp increase in milk production that ran more than 3% higher than a year earlier, and that supply pressure weighing heavily on prices. But by February, conditions began to shift, milk prices up 80 cents per hundredweight, roughly a 5% increase. Looking ahead, however, risk remain with strong production levels set to continue. But federal spending on the U.S. Farm Safety Net remains a very small share of the overall budget. That despite growing dollar totals, and it's according to research from Dr. Carl Zuloff at Ohio State. The Congressional Budget Office projects Farm Safety Net spending at $37.3 billion for fiscal year 2027. It appears large, but really represents just one-half of 1% of total federal spending. Well, we have to spend to fix the fertilizer issue.
The good news is, especially with nitrogen, which is really the key issue right now as we're moving into planting season, that in America, we have enough LNG. Thanks to President Trump's energy independence agenda, we've gone from a net importer just a decade ago to a net exporter on nitrogen. But we don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the plants, et cetera, here.
It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
Still ahead on the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Radio Net Farm News. Max Armstrong is standing by with a Farm Progress America report when we return.
Tackle the unique demands of your soil with the unmatched versatility of a Woods tiller. Choose a forward rotation tiller to easily work through rocky soil conditions. Choose a reverse rotation tiller to get a finely tilled seed bed in fewer passes. And Woods' exclusive tiller blade mounting feature keeps blades from coming loose in the field, so you don't waste time on repairs when it's time to grow. Whether it's food plots or garden plots, visit Kelly's Garage on Route 246 in Perry and check out their full line of Woods tillers for your next planting project.
Wyoming Family Dentistry on 3 Hanley Street provides general and cosmetic dentistry, including implants, orthodontic treatment, and Invisalign. Consultations and oral cancer screenings are complimentary, and they honor veterans with discounted services. Call 237-3314 for Wyoming Family Dentistry in the Perry Medical Center, the bridge between you and a healthy smile.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, and Titan wheels. The cattle market is watching Greeley, Colorado today as 3,800 JBS packing plant workers are planning to strike for higher wages. Workers voted to authorize the strike several weeks ago, and it could upend operations at one of America's largest packing plants. I'll have more after this. Stop feeling the pinch and put an end to yield loss in the pinch rows with Goodyear Farm Tires with Titan LSW technology. Producers who switched to LSW technology recovered yield losses, gaining 15 bushels per acre right out of the gate in the pinch rows. On an 80-acre field, that's an extra $1,200. Scale it to 2,000 acres, you're looking at $30,000 more revenue every year. That pays off the LSW investment plus some. And what about the end rows? They're not a wash or cost of doing business anymore. They jumped by 13 bushels per acre in the end rows with less ponding and stronger, more uniform stands. Plus, Titan's expert support team is there from day one, helping you fine-tune air pressure and optimize performance. Stop feeling the pinch and put LSW technology to work on your farm. Find your local Goodyear and Titan Farm Tire dealer today at titan-intl.com. Yes, the strike at the JBS plant in Greeley has been building for 8 months. Workers represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 say contract talks have gone nowhere. Union President Kim Cordova says the core issues are pretty straightforward. Wages that keep pace with inflation and an end to the company's practice of charging workers for replacing safety equipment worn out on the job. Now JBS says it has bargained in good faith and calls its offer, quote, strong, fair, and consistent with the historic national contract reached in 2025. The company says it only charges workers for gear that is lost or deliberately damaged. Workers in Greeley already had some of the benefits in that last national contract before it was signed, so they say the offer doesn't represent the same gains it would at other plants. JBS has moved quickly to limit the operational damage. The company canceled slaughter schedules at Greeley for this entire week and is rerouting cattle to other facilities, including a plant in Cactus, Texas. Livestock analysts say the industry has more kill capacity than finished cattle ready to go right now, so farmers have options. But the timing is difficult. Beef prices are at record highs in 2026, driven by a national cattle herd that's fallen to a 75-year low. JBS reported third quarter profit of $581 million last fall, substantial, even though it was down from 2024. Cordova says none of that money is reaching workers on the kill floor. The strike also lands in a charged political moment. Senate Democrats last week introduced legislation aimed at breaking up the largest meat packers on antitrust grounds, and rival packer Tyson Foods has already closed a major beef plant in Nebraska this year, tightening processing capacity further. For cattle producers, the watch item this week is simple. If the strike drags on, cattle could start backing up in feedlots, and that will show up in the cash market. I'll be back with more after this.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Java Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Java Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Java Farm Supply in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
Yes, cattle producers and beef traders will be watching the news out of the JBS plant in Greeley, Colorado this week for updates on their striking workforce, with any long-lasting shutdown likely driving down cattle prices and raising beef prices. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. Visit titan-intl.com to find a dealer near you. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
So glad you've joined us for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, continuing the tradition of bringing ag news to farmers from across the Northeast, it's Tom and Tim with the Ag Radio Net Farm News next.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Chairs of New York Assembly and Senate Ag Committee are saying it's time to modernize New York's farm-to-school program. They're doing it in the final state budget. Lawmakers, farmers, and advocates unite to update the farm-to-school program, which should make it easier for schools to participate and bring healthier New York-grown food to students across the state. Legislative Ag Chairs Michelle Hinchey and Donna Lepardo were joined by a coalition of lawmakers, farmers, and other food system advocates calling for the full inclusion of their proposal to modernize New York's farm-to-school program in the final budget. Requiring no new state funding, the proposal helps more schools access existing farm-to-school funds to incorporate more nutritious, locally grown food into school meals, benefiting both students and farmers. A recent audit by New York State Comptroller found that New York's farm-to-school program is widely underused due to administrative barriers for schools. That includes restrictions limiting participation to lunch purchases only. In the 24-25 school year, just 73 out of the nearly 800 school food authorities outside New York City participated in the program. Both the Senate and Assembly one-house plans include partial program updates, but lawmakers and advocates are fighting for complete adoption of the plan's four key improvements: expanding calculation of eligibility to be based on all school meals, higher per-meal reimbursement for school, tiered incentives for schools that source over 30% of food from New York farmers, and a hold harmless provision giving schools currently in the program a 3-year grace period to meet new purchasing thresholds. The coalition calls for the farm-to-school improvement package on Monday, including representatives from New York State's United Teachers, the New York School Nutrition Association, American Farmland Trust, New York Farm Bureau, New York State Apple Growers, and the Catskill Agrarian Alliance. A number of leaders of other prominent committees in the Senate and Assembly were in agreement that this policy needs to be changed. Senior Associate Director for Public Policy at New York Farm Bureau said that expanding the 30% initiative to include breakfast and snacks without full modernization risks unintentionally disqualifying schools that are already strong supporters of New York agriculture.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Following a couple years' trend, U.S. and Canadian agricultural tractor and combine sales declined again in March. According to the most recent data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, total U.S. sales of ag tractors and combines declined in March compared to the year before. It also saw the same trend in Canadian sales. The report shows ag tractors down 9.1%, combine sales down 25.3% in the U.S. Canadian sales saw 16.3% decline in tractors, with combines dipping more than 60%. The numbers reflect the overall softness in the ag economy. That, according to Kurt Blades, the Senior Vice President of Industry Sectors and Product Leadership at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Blades says that despite the current declines in sales, the commitment to modernizing equipment and adopting innovative technologies remains strong, positioning the industry for longer-term growth. The complete Ag Tractor and Combine report is available at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers Market Share Statistics page on the AEM website. Several reports, the U.S. report and Canadian report, are top of mind.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Thanks for taking the CJ Agri Business Report along this morning. There's lots more to come on today's program. Jeff Ishii is standing by with today's On the Farm Report.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
We understand your passion. Passion for your farm, your dreams, and your family. At Farm Credit, our loan officers are passionate about their goals, too, which include making sure you, your family, and your farm are taken care of in times of uncertainty. We are the passion behind the patronage dividend that you'll receive as a Farm Credit customer. Call us today to learn more about our competitive rates and our commitment to return profits to you. 800-919-FARM.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture indicates that beef production is expected to be down this year, down significantly. Here's Mark Jekinowski with the USDA.
Our beef production forecast for this year, we lowered by 20 million pounds. And this reflects just the fact that we're anticipating a little bit lower steer and heifer slaughter, partially offset by higher weights and more cow slaughter. But overall, on net, leading to about a 20 million pound reduction in U.S. beef production for this month. Year over year, supplies tightening up. So year over year, production would be down about 210 million pounds.
Mark Jekinowski with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Recent reports from the USDA indicate that the national cattle inventory is at its lowest point since the 1950s.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Your land is your legacy, but keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org and enroll today.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Stay abreast of rural and agricultural news all around our region at onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today came in by letter mail back in December of 2007 from Matthias, West Virginia, and a listener by the name of Raymond Daugherty. Raymond says that a young man's head is filled with visions and fun, but an old man's heart dreams of deeds well done. Thanks to Raymond Daugherty for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors and people you should know. Plus, the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations like
Miss Batavia Diner, Batavia, and Baldwin's Country Store, Alexander.
The CJ Agribusiness Report. It's where producers and policymakers meet. Let's get an update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
This month marks the 30th anniversary of the USDA agency that is part of the oversight of the federal crop insurance system.
In 1996, the Farm Bill that came out established the Risk Management Agency and made the agency oversee the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation.
RMA Administrator Pat Swanson says the agency's formation was then the latest evolution of federal crop insurance framework and products.
We started out as the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, and that still exists, in 1938, and that was to help out our farmers with the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression. It was to help make sure that our country stayed financially stable and make sure our farmers could continue to produce food for everyone in the country.
Oversight of crop insurance those first few decades was provided by the predecessors of what is now USDA's Farm Service Agency. However, the 1980 Farm Bill provided a unique opportunity for crop insurance.
This might be a great time to have a public-private partnership. So independent insurance companies started selling and agents started selling crop insurance, and it's been a success ever since.
A model that is a key part of the Risk Management Agency and federal crop insurance system today. And as Administrator Swanson points out, insurance product offerings have expanded and diversified over RMA's 30 years.
That's still our mission today, is to make sure our farmers stay in business and have access to credit from their lenders to make sure that they can continue to farm another year, even after a disaster in weather or just the market fluctuations.
And as someone with background as a farmer and crop insurance agent, the RMA administrator has firsthand knowledge of the importance of crop insurance as part of a grower's farm safety net.
Just knowing that my parents were able to farm another year, they had a hail insurance policy back then. It wasn't quite the same as what we have now for crop insurance. We have much better crop insurance products that help our farmers today, and I'm here to make sure that that program stays here for our farmers for the next generations.
I'm Rod Bain, reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The CJ Country Morning Show will follow our farm show. Bill Baker with Dairy Radio Now is up next.
No matter what time of year it is, no one wants to compromise their home's heat or comfort. That's why Phoenix Hearth and Power is a proud carrier of Harmon Stoves. Harmon is the stove and pellet brand that families count on more and more to keep them warm and comfortable. No matter what your home setup is, Phoenix Hearth and Power's experienced service team can install a quality Harmon stove to make sure you and your family are warm and cozy. Like Phoenix Hearth and Power on Facebook to learn more about Harmon stoves and swing into their showroom at 5 Maple Street in Dansville.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. We're going to talk about some milk price action that we're seeing in this dairy industry with Sean Hackett. He is with Hackett Financial Advisors.
Well, I mean, there's a limit. I mean, you know, we're not going to go to $100 class four. I mean, you know, at some point, you know, you price a lot of this in. Certainly when you're pressing 22 On class four, I think if I recollect, something like 25 and change is the all-time high for class four prices. You know, you're bumping up against some pretty historical resistance levels. I think we've priced a lot of this, and it doesn't mean it can't, that doesn't mean it can't go higher. It just means that we're at a price level now, profit-wise, and chart-wise, that dairy producers need to be looking, especially in the class four market, and saying, you know what? I got this DRP protection, subsidized government protection I can put under the market here, and still keep my topside open. I can't imagine why Berryman wouldn't be considering a price protecting with DRP, for example, you know, $21, $22 class four milk going out to August. To me, that is a sensible risk management thing to do, because we can't predict what's going to happen here with the geopolitics perfectly, and it could get substantially worse, and maybe we do make all-time highs in class four, and maybe the powder market goes up substantially higher. But in a risk management perspective, this is a time to lay some protection underneath the market. It just makes sense to me that this is the time to do it.
Comments coming from Sean Hackett. We'll continue that conversation after this on Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as we continue talking with Sean Hackett at Hackett Financial Advisors as he gives some of his thoughts on movements in this dairy industry and the influence that's there for the byproducts.
Yeah, I think the whole milk food chain is shifting to a more profitable landscape, especially for the U.S. producer. I mean, we're a place that people are seeking to get these secure supplies that they need, that they want to secure at home. The other interesting thing, I think we talked about it last time, but if we didn't, I'll mention it again. This strong inclination to keep the dairy herd animals for longer and breeding them to, you know, to beef cows for the, you know, very, very high cattle market. That's done a couple of things. It's kept production higher for longer than we might have expected before, but secondarily, you're keeping animals on the farm for longer, past their peak production levels, before you replace them. And we're starting to see the milk per cow numbers over the last several months really fall off significantly. And we might have gone too far with this whole breeding to beef cattle and such, to where our dairy herd needs to be upgraded, and we may see an extended period of much below normal milk per cow efficiency, which then breeds into an inability to produce your components at the levels that you've been anticipating at a time that the market is wanting to stockpile a lot of these products like the milk powder, like the whey, that are storable. It's a very interesting dynamic that, you know, we usually don't ever consider not having beef cow, milk cow efficiency, but we might have gone, this is such an unusual situation with the high price of cattle.
We'll be hearing more coming up this week from Sean Hackett. You're listening to Inside Dairy.
Bill's back with the latest dairy news on tomorrow morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Let's take a quick break. Then it's back with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Let's talk vinyl. Vinyl new construction windows and vinyl replacement windows. You've heard the radio and TV ads offering buy one, get one free. Well, how much do they mark up the original price to be able to offer these deals? A lot.
At Vertz Lumber, we give you a fair, competitive upfront price without all the games. We offer the same warranties as the radio and TV guys, and we proudly carry United and Atrium brand windows, meaning you can buy with confidence when you buy at Vertz. Vertz Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Agriculture plays a major role in an upcoming national conference for the food and beverage industry. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Farmers will be rubbing shoulders with food company execs, traders, investors, and policymakers on May 27th and 28th at the Future of Food and Beverage Forum USA event in Minneapolis. Ian Welsh is co-chair and founder of the British company organizing the event.
Well, it's a business-led conversation. We're talking about business solutions to some of the big agricultural and food sector challenges. Within agribusiness, representing companies, NGOs, suppliers, traders, development agencies from the US and overseas, investors, government bodies, and other relevant organizations across the food and agricultural value chain. But we do have very much a focus on the growers, the farmers and ranchers who are on the ground and who are dealing with the challenges that the food sector is having to face.
Welsh says the event throws everyone in the food chain together for candid discussions about working for a better food system.
Something that you hear a lot now is, well, we accept we can't do this on our own. That is a conversation that big brands will have, their suppliers will have, growers will have, everybody across the food value chain. So there really is now a sense that, okay, we've been saying this for ages, we need to think about collaboration, well, now we're at the point where we have to, and what's that going to look like?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When plumbing problems hit, you shouldn't have to wait weeks for help. At Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC in Castile, your call matters because you're the priority. This local disabled veteran-owned company installs tank and tankless water heaters, sump pumps, and handles gas, water, and drain piping. They also install furnaces and AC systems to keep your home comfortable all year long. Reliable service from a company that proudly serves its community. Call Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC today at 716-912-0643.
We're closing in on the 6 o'clock hour, but before we can finish out today's farm show, we need to hear from Tony St. James. But first, let's check the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Buys and dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to intense milk, and their lactose-free milk for life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, scattered snow showers mainly before 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 36. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 23. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 52. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it is 29 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today, a look back at the markets and how we wrapped up last week after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures in Chicago.
Futures stage another impressive week, posting new contract highs into the weekend. At the close, June live cattle futures $2 higher, settling at $249.20, and that was good enough for a new contract closing high. For the week, $2.87 higher. May feeder cattle futures, they were up $1.92 today, settling at $372.35. For the week, $1.72 higher. In the next week's trade, technicians will keep a close eye on that gap in feeder cattle from October 17th, and that comes in at 373.22. Over on the snout side, it was a softer tone. June lean hogs sliding another 40 cents to 103.72. This morning's wholesale box beef report was firm. Choice cuts 59 cents higher to 381.68, and select cuts 218 higher to 383.75. Yesterday's daily livestock summary showed the five area average price for live steers at $245.89. That is firm with what we've seen in recent reports, but the trade volume was relatively light. Daily slaughter on Thursday afternoon was reported at 105,000 head. That is in line with what we saw last week. The week-to-date total slaughter through Thursday afternoon, 425,000 head. That is nearly 40,000 head less than the same period last year. Now, C-Vol for live cattle and feeder cattle dipped today. Live cattle, C-Vol finished the day at 15.93%. That was down about a quarter of a percent on the session. And feeder cattle, C-Vol dropped 0.6% to 16.66%.
On the cash side, pretty interesting. 244 on Thursday, 246 earlier in the week in the South, and maybe 250 late Friday. American Cattle News.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. Let their story unfold and gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. Hire Skills First. Learn why at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Friday. Corn futures on the May contract ended up a quarter at 448 and three quarters. July dropped a quarter to 457 and a half. December up a quarter at 477. May soybeans gained 3.5 to 1167 and a quarter. July was up 2.5 at 1183, and November up a half at 1156 and a half. In Chicago, May wheat was off 7.25, 591 and a quarter. July down 7.25 at 599 and a quarter. Minneapolis spring wheat May up 1.5 to 653 and a quarter, and July was up 3.25 at 670 and a quarter. In the hard red winter, May down 6 cents at 636 and three quarters. July off 5 at 650. Cotton futures ended higher. May up 170 points at 77.40. July up 169 to 89. 79.82. December broke 80, ending at 80.50. That was up 151. Back in Chicago, June live cattle up off 27.5 to 247.35. August down 25 to 242.82.5. October down 22.5 to 238.10. May feeders down 182.5 to 365.27.5. August dropped 285 to 365.67. September off 282.5 at 363.60. May lean hogs down 65 to 93.40. June off 62.5 to 101.05. And July was down 67.5 to 103.67.5. Class 3 milk. May was down 16 to 16.97. June dropped 9, ending at 17.89. Crude oil ended down 10.84 a barrel at 83.85. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones up 8.68 to 49.447. The NASDAQ was up 365 to 24.468. The S&P up 84 at 71.26.
Meet Blue. Blue's not feeling well. The prescription? Generic medication. Blue wonders, do they really work as well as name brands? Yes, generics and name brand medications do work the same. Even though they may look different, generics have the same key ingredients. FDA approval is equally rigorous for generics to make sure they're as safe and effective as name brands. And Blue even saves some green, making him a little less, well, blue. Talk to your doctor about generics and visit fda.gov/generic drugs.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay. And I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at avma.org.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.